You know what it's gonna be? Remember from Drake and Josh that
what was it called?
GameSphere.
Yeah, GameSphere.
It's spherical.
Hello there. And why don't you start us off today?
Hello there. I didn't want to start the same way though. So.
Well, I wish we'd call it. I usually just start it off, and I'm like, "Hey, how's it going?"
Welcome back. I didn't want to use the same exact words. Welcome back.
Okay.
That's what I mean. Welcome back.
We might have new viewers who are like these buffoons who can't get sound capture to work. Who are they? Well, we'll tell you. We're dangerously diverse.
Dangerously diverse.
Dangerously fucking stupid in the morning, apparently.
They don't even know how long it took to set this up, but. Welcome.
Listen, we should have started 40 minutes ago.
Yeah, honestly. But we're your host. I am Vaughn.
I am John.
And today, we're going to be reacting to a couple of PlayStation Showcase games that came out 2 days ago, I believe.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be reacting and giving our reviews on a few of them. So.
Yeah. Listen, we know we're a little late, but don't test us, please. It's too early. So, first, we're going to start off with a reveal trailer for a game that I don't care about. Do you care about it, sir?
I do, actually, because I played the first one.
Okay.
But
like, all the way back on the original, like...
Oh, yeah, I've played the first God of War, period. That's what we're going to be reacting to.
PSP versions?
I played one on the PSP, and it was trash, so I didn't...
I've never played God of War. I've never been into those style of games. Also, mainly... Even on the Xbox, because I've mainly played Xbox, but God of War has been like a PlayStation thing. But even then, like I don't like those things, like those Dark Souls games.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and see what Big Daddy Kratos does this time.
Kratos and Atreus. Atreus, boy.
He shoots that kid with an arrow. Let's hope. God. I've seen memes. Oh, there you see, I told you! There's an arrow. Captured on PS5. Mixed with gameplay and in-game cinematics.
I'll tell you right now. Graphics are really good. This is really the PS5 graphics. On this game.
But obviously, as you can clearly see, it looks the same on the Xbox.
Time is running out.
Different?
I did see that, yeah.
The prophecies say Fimbulwinter leads to Ragnarok. War is coming! My story doesn't
end
hiding
really
in these woods. I should be out there, finding out who I am, who Loki is.
I will not allow
you
to confront the gods.
I don't want to fight anymore. I just want answers.
Those answers lead to war with Asgard.
Maybe that's what Mother wants.
Unless you have that haircut.
Do not know what Mother wanted.
Well. I can't recognize that dour expression anywhere. Odin's got tricks up his sleeve we haven't dared to consider.
What if there was someone who could help us?
You mean Tyr? The old god of war in these lands.
That's why I asked when I went to the barber shop.
Well, for a dead man,
he
wasn't found.
If he's out there,
you
gotta find
him. That little looks like a vertebrae sitting in there.
What? All yard to speed the heck.
We're trying to stop Ragnarok, to help
they
people.
Trolls,
and what if the only way to do that is war?
Battletoads.
It's not the only way.
This looks good, actually.
Stop thinking like a father for a moment and start thinking like a general.
This is 10 feet.
You seem like a calm and reasonable person.
That one didn't.
In moments of crisis, panic does nothing. Harness it. Let it serve you.
Here.
Are you coming with us?
Final Fantasy. I got a note.
You'll get your answers soon
enough. How did that trailer make you feel? Not that excited.
No.
This game, you kind of like.
Yeah, I actually want to play it now.
See, this is why.
Those cinematics, this is how that game looks.
That's why I'm actually more excited for the second.
It's a reboot, right?
No, this is a whole.
God of War was a God of War.
The first one was a reboot. Yeah, it's completely different, all new. Okay. And the first one, I'm pretty sure most people have played it on the PS4. So, this may be a spoiler or not. Yeah, this is gonna be a spoiler for him, but he wants to know because the second.
I'll just probably skip to Ragnarok to be honest.
Yeah.
They got a Ragnarok PlayStation 5 bundle. I'll swipe it up.
Yeah, I'll just spoil it.
Swipe it up as in go to the store. You know that hit the most diabolical lick TikTok trend.
I'm just gonna.
PS5 just came out with God of War Ragnarok, and I just hit the most diabolical lick.
I'm just gonna find one around the block on the corner behind CVS or something.
I'll go in the truck outside Target.
Yeah.
No. Hey, not
buddy,
really.
I got just what you need. You looking for something? But
so hey, you looking for that guy, pal? Because I'm that guy.
I'm that guy.
Trust me, I'm that guy.
But I'll just tell you how the first one ends and all that. So this is why I'm hyped for the second one.
What happened?
That boy that you seen, that's his son.
Boy.
That boy, Atreus. that's his son, right?
Yeah.
And the whole game, he's like trying to be a good dad because he's the God of War. So.
I know the twist you're gonna say.
Yeah.
Is that what's her name is actually her mom, his mom.
Yeah, and he
and not the human chick.
Yeah,
that dies.
Yeah, so
yeah,
and then you
and that's why Kratos doesn't really like him that much.
Yeah,
because it was Loki, right?
Yeah, technically
Loki
his son is
mom.
Loki. So
yeah,
well,
yeah.
we didn't find that out. Playing the last one, we didn't find that out till the end of the game.
Well, I found it out not even playing the game.
Yeah, you know.
So, you know.
Saved a lot of time with that
one. I did.
But yeah, that blew my mind. That's why I think it won Game of the Year when it came out.
Atreus, why don't you just look it up on Google? I watched it. I found it out just, like, involuntarily. Whatchamacallit. You've
probably seen a meme or something.
It was, like, a YouTube video. They were playing stuff.
I got you. But yeah, so, like, you can imagine playing the whole game and then at the end they're like, yeah, this isn't Atreus, it's really Loki. And then you go back to the hut and that's that scene where...
Jabba?
You go back to Jabba the hut.
Nice.
But
nice.
That was that scene where you see Thor kind of pull out his hammer because we don't know why he's there, but, well, Loki apparently, you know, they're always trying to find
apparently it's going to be Fat Thor.
Yeah, that's I like that though because that's like old, you know... My dad had a couple comic books, like old comic books, and I seen a couple of images of Thor like that, and I was like, eh. I mean, don't get me twisted. I prefer the Chris Hemsworth version.
Yeah, I mean, he was fat.
The jacked up version.
He was fat too in Endgame.
He was, but he still was. You know, he's still a good looking guy.
Well, based off of God of War, Ragnarok trailer, I give that trailer. If we're rating him about the same as we rated like Spider-Man: Far From Home. I would rate that about a solid 5.
I was going to be around the same. I was going to give it like a 6 because...
That's not the same. It's a point higher.
Yeah, it's a point higher. That's because I know like the backstory, but it's not too high because it didn't really get me that excited. It didn't show too much to where I'm like, ooh.
What was the thing at the end? Like
that dude that stood up?
That chick.
Or that chick.
Yeah,
I have no idea who
that
chick
stood up. Who's
yeah,
the dude that stood up?
No idea. That's why I'm kind of like 6.
Yeah. But being someone who's never played one of the God of War games and was never interested in really... Like, I have a PlayStation, but I wasn't like, oh, I gotta get God of War and play that thing. So I wasn't like, oh, yeah.
That's crazy, though, because that is one of the games people get PlayStation for.
But being...
And another one...
I got it for Crash Bandicoot.
That, too. But another one they didn't get PlayStation 4 is... Spider-Man. Introduced exclusively to PlayStation.
Yeah. Don't fucking burn.
Get my shit talking in now. Insomniac Games.
Footage captured on PS5. If the game doesn't look like this,
I guess. for as long as I can remember. I have looked for an equal.
One who would push me. One who could surprise me. One who could even beat me. Yet all I found is disappointment. Will one of you finally give me what I desire?
See, right, originally I thought it was Kraven.
I did see a lot of people saying that.
And then he's gonna come out. But is it Kraven the Hunter as Venom?
Yes.
Probably.
We will.
It did. Which looks amazing.
Spider-Man. And you know what's funny?
2023.
Wow.
Yeah, we got like damn near 2 years. I don't know in a month, but 2 years.
The PlayStation family mod. Play has no limits. It does. It does. When there's no power, that's the limit. Okay. This is one thing. Okay, let's talk about Spider-Man first.
Alright.
So, one, it seems to stand the reason that that 3 out of 4 times, the second of any Spider-Man thing is the best.
Good. Yeah.
Is always good. Better, maybe better than the first. It's either as it's or arguable. Better yeah. than the first. Spider-Man 2.
That's just movie yeah. we talking about?
So there's all right, so now there's two games that make me want to get a PS5. That is
Spider-Man
2 and I haven't gotten Spider-Man for this, the original one.
So you don't know, you haven't played any of that.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had. Matter of fact, I'll see if I can game share with you. I'll re-download it just so you can like swing around and see and the graphics then, and such.
And then, well, I'd obviously fucking play it too. Oh. I wouldn't.
You wanted to swing around like
I wouldn't. Just, I wouldn't just do what I did in Spider-Man 2 for the PlayStation.
Did it have Xbox back then too? It was on both, right?
I believe if it was. I played it on PlayStation.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, it's trash.
PSP, actually. But it was very fun.
It was trash, I mean.
Spider-Man 2, the game?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Everybody fucking loves it.
I hated that game.
Everybody says that was one of the best Spider-Man games.
Not anymore, it's not.
Well, no, anymore, but everyone...
At the time, yeah. Back on it. Mind blown, probably.
Yeah. People, though, look to it as, like, on par with the web swinging in the new game.
I believe I watched a video that the guy that made the old web swinging, he's not the same dude anymore, but he's like where they stole the web swinging now from. Like they went back to Spider-Man 2 and they're like, we're using those mechanics on our game, so.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if they paid him or not. I hope they did, but.
Him. They probably stole it.
They just took it or like.
PlayStation. They're like, we own it now.
Yeah, it's ours now. Don't worry about it. But, yeah, but what were you saying about the pretty much second
and then
version?
Ragnarok is the second version of every Spider-Man seems to be good.
And, yeah, you're saying like stuff in general.
Either
like,
as
the
good as the first or better than the first. So you got the Sam Raimi Spider-Man 2. That was really fucking good.
I don't remember.
No, Far From Home. That was better than Homecoming.
That was better than definitely better than Homecoming.
I'm
not that familiar with
the Spider-Man 2 game. Was better than the Spider-Man 1 game.
I'm not
because
Spider-Man
1
the,
game,
amazing.
You couldn't even touch the ground.
Would you die or something?
Yeah, dude, you'd fall off the buildings.
Shit.
it did not even match the movie one iota, but, you know, regardless.
I remember
of that
you couldn't get in the water either, I think. I think you would die as soon as you touched the water, like the old GTAs.
Oh, yeah, like Red Dead Redemption 1.
Yeah.
And how in Red Dead Redemption 2 you'd slowly die.
Yeah.
What? Yeah,
I'm not too familiar with the Amazing Spider-Man, so I didn't.
Yeah, that's.
I couldn't say if the second one was better than
that.
That
doesn't
or not.
Count. Amazing Spider-Man doesn't count.
But if it is, if the game is better than the first one, because that first one was, I'm gonna
honestly,
share with you so you can play it. That first one was amazing.
Honestly, it looks like that one right there. Once we like, is kind of like okay, yeah, I really want to get one. God of War. makes me want to get one, and that's not even, like, a game that I'm interested in at all. Like, was never interested in at all.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, oh, it looks like a fun game to play. Make some videos out of it. Do some stuff with it. However, this one right here.
It's really...
This one right here, you can see from the title, people. You can see from the title of the video, up in the upper left-hand corner. With 2.4 million views. Published on September 9th. 4 days ago.
You know, Spider-Man hit 8.9, but...
It doesn't matter. doesn't fucking matter. If this turns out to be exclusively on PlayStation 5, I'm killing someone. Not just for the PlayStation 5, but because it's exclusively on PlayStation 5.
I thought you were about to say something terrible. I thought you were going to say, I just feel like killing someone as well.
Oh. I was like, saying I'm going to kill someone is pretty terrible, but I won't.
Slide out.
Trust me, alright, no PS5s will go missing in the New South Jersey area.
Alright.
But Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, the greatest,
the remake.
I say boldly, greatest RPG in history ever created by human history. Is getting a remake. Not a reboot.
A remake.
Not a remaster.
Remake.
A remake.
Which gives you a lot of excitement, because any remake really...
Done right
is amazing. I was talking about Final Fantasy earlier, and they had Final Fantasy VII on, like, the PS1,
mm-hmm.
and they just remade that, I think last year. Yeah, last year, 2020, they remade that last year, and that game was amazing.
What Final Fantasy are they on, like, 30?
Oh, I don't have a cat. After 13, I stopped playing.
Oh, there's 13. Jesus.
There's like 17. There's online now. There's some 80. Other stuff. Yeah, there's crazy shit now. But
I've never played a Final Fantasy game.
You might like it. You probably would like it more than God of War.
You know, I've seen people play it, and I was like, eh. And it's been on Game Pass. For like free, and I've just been like,
no,
I'll pass.
I'm
like, man, I got other games to play. Mm-hmm. I gotta go play Red Dead Redemption with Dutch.
I gotta go play
I forget the name. Fuck. No,
you gotta go play
Call of Duty.
Oh, I just had it. You gotta play Ah, it's about to piss me off. Just play the video, bro. I'm about to get mad now. Oh, I hate when you think of something you can't remember anything. Why play Final Fantasy when you could just get... I think it was, Riders Republic?
Street Outlaw.
Street Outlaw.
Winner's Day Off.
I couldn't remember the name of
it.
The OG's
pack. Listen, even if this is exclusive to PlayStation 5, at least us on Xbox
can play.
Have Street Outlaws 2. Winner Take Off.
Oh my God.
Alright, enough of less superior games. Let's get on with the best game coming out this year. This is game of the century. Game of existence.
Is this really coming out this year?
Oh, I don't know.
Peace
I'm gonna
is a lie.
I don't think there's any definitive release date.
I don't think we're gonna get gameplay.
Yeah, you literally just get
this.
They promised power. Now they wield it. We face the greatest Sith in generations. They must be stopped.
Yeah, Knights of the Old Republic remake. Everybody's been pining for it. And then it came out a while ago that Aspire. Legend remade for PS5. Listen, Lucasfilm Games. I will find you. And I will.
I won't steal 100 PS5s.
I don't know. I won't steal 100. I'll just take one. Listen, I'm not taking more than I need. You know how hot the city would be? Not just the block, the city.
Yeah.
Oh, shit!
Oh,
whoa, okay. Okay, we need to talk. ladies and gentlemen, we need to talk
about the longest running,
about the oldest game in the history of mankind. I'm not talking about chess. I'm not talking about checkers. I'm sure as hell not talking about the timer and classic Uno.
Uno.
I'm talking,
pretty sure that's not that old.
I'm talking about Grand Theft Auto 5, which is your grandfather's Grand Theft Auto 5, because some people in the time span this has come out
will have children already.
Will have grandkids.
Yeah, god damn.
And those grandkids can probably play GTA 5 on March 2022.
This will be
March 2022. Really? It came out in October the first time it came out. Or, like, the end of September.
Yeah.
Yeah. It came out, like, September 15th, I think. Grand Theft Auto 5 in 2013. It was, like, September 15th, 2015.
God, it's about to be 10 years. Probably more than 10 years. Since
yeah.
It's not coming out 2023.
It's over a decade.
Yeah.
It's not coming out until 2022.
Damn, bro.
But the rumor mill was churning, and they said that GTA 6 was slated for 2023. Now, you're sitting here in 2021, you're like, ah, man, it's 2 years off. That feels like a long time. Guess what? It's even fucking longer.
Yeah, they're not.
Guess when we're getting GTA 6 right now? I'm going to predict this. It's going to be true. 2028.
Jesus Christ. Hell no.
We're getting GTA 6 in 2028.
I'm going to say 2024.
We will not get GTA 6 until the fourth new console generation.
It's going to be a PS6, Xbox.
Whatever comes after the Xbox Series X. Xbox Series XX.
XXX.
Xbox. PlayStation 7, even, maybe. But I can guarantee you,
it's not even going to be PlayStation or Xbox at that point. You're going to have, like, a new thing. It's just going to be
It'll just be game. It'll be game.
Gaming system.
Just a game system. Like, it'll literally, they'll merge together. Like, Microsoft and Sony will merge together under one banner.
Yeah.
Just games.
And that'll be when GTA 6
brought to you out. By games.
Brought to you by games.
Like, hey, you get the new games system?
You know what it's going to be? Remember from Drake and Josh that,
what was it called?
GameSphere.
Yeah, GameSphere.
Spherical.
That's what it's going to be. That's what GTA 6...
GameSphere.
GTA 6 exclusively on the GameSphere. 2028 now. That's what it's coming out on.
Oh, it's fucking great, man. Alright, but let's watch this.
Let's watch the third time you're going to be seeing GTA 5. First on the PS3, PS4, and now PS5.
I become about you.
Hey! Why not?
Hello, Franklin.
What's up?
Question.
This is how it looks when I play it on Series X.
Let's go, come on!
If I were to play this game and stream it,
I gotta run
like this.
Alright, bye bye.
It's the lighting. That's probably what it is.
Seamless
character switching. Listen, Rockstar, if your game times are gonna get me better, you're dreaming.
Get us out of here!
Dreaming.
Roger that!
Whoa. I think we're gonna literally make out like bandits on it.
And guess what? PlayStation 5, March 2023.
I feel like...
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we say this because we care. Why do we gotta complete the GTA campaign a third time? Come on, Rockstar. You gave us... You might as well have just remastered Red Dead Redemption 3 times.
It could have just remastered the... Did they remaster the first one before? Or
no.
It's still just the first one?
It's still the second one.
I'd rather just get
just
that...
first one than the second one.
I'd rather get that remastered than... do the GTA campaign for
yes.
Phase on
GTA
on
a 5
different
does
console.
Not need a remaster. I do not want to spend another $60 on a game that most likely will be coming to Game Pass, because it has already. It's on xCloud. Mm. You can play it like cloud gaming. Like, I can play it on my phone right now.
They tried to grab us in by saying improved graphics. What? Improve grass.
Progressive graphics.
They tried to say improved graphics.
The only thing improved,
and then put it in first person.
The only thing improved about those graphics was online.
Yeah, the online looked alright for a second.
Which, you know what? I think that's what they're focusing more on.
Well, why didn't he just fucking say that? We don't need to campaign it for a third time. Just give us
Online. Just give us GTA Online.
PS5. Next gen.
4K.
Yeah, next gen, yeah.
But Rockstar has been caught in 4K, recycling the same con. You want to talk about people recycling I can't speak. You want to talk about people recycling content, internet. Rockstar has been recycling content for damn near almost 10 years.
Goddamn right. And what's crazy is it keeps working. They're stealing our money.
Why is it that when the game was ported over to the Xbox One and PlayStation 4, that people allowed them to get away with this?
I mean, that just, it made a difference in graphics then, but
all I do is just see the Jesse Pinkman meme from Breaking Bad of, he can't keep getting away with it!
They're like, nah, shit, we can. We're going to continue to.
Rockstar.
Yeah, they're going to continue to get away with it.
Honestly, at this point, I'd rather have a Rockstar energy drink than GTA 5. Rockstar. Get out of here, you
has-been. I'm not laughing because he's honestly telling the truth.
Rockstar is essentially washed up now. Unless they can pull something amazing out of their hat with GTA 5. Maybe they'll add a wrench. You know how they added a hammer to the console one last time? Maybe they'll add a wrench. Yeah, one of those giant wrenches. Okay, what's this? Oh, okay. This is another one that I fear will be exclusive because it is also Insomniac. This is Marvel's Wolverine.
They're pulling John closer and closer to
which,
the other side.
Which makes for a great world building on their part.
Definitely.
Because Spider-Man and Wolverine cross over a ton.
Mm-hmm.
I've
read the comics.
And Venom and stuff like that. It's really cool because you had that one game with like the shell-shaded graphics. That was Venom and Spider-Man and Wolverine at the Olympic Games. And now you can do that with Miles Morales. Because it was just Peter Parker, I think, and Wolverine and Venom.
Yeah.
And like Eddie Brock. But yeah, and then you can add Carnage in there too. Love seeing Carnage again. You can have what was his name? Doc Ock Carnage, somebody.
Oh yeah. It was like Doc Ock.
It was a real stupid name.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I just remembered it now.
I don't know, Dr. Croctopus. I don't know.
That sound fire, Lonely.
Ah, my name's Dr. Croctopus.
That walked up post mine.
It does sound like.
That sounds like some shit.
It sounds like a porn star's name.
What?
Come in.
Stop the crook.
Anyway, enough of that. Let's talk about Marvel's Wolverine. Well, let's watch Marvel's Wolverine. And some.
At the dark end of the street. That's where we are.
He's not a knife.
Bro. Alright, pause it. That's the end of that. They gave us literally 10 seconds of any cinematic.
40.
Yeah, they give us 40 seconds of cinematic, and that shit looked amazing.
It looks good.
That's how you do it right there.
I want this game. I want to play this game on a PlayStation.
That's how you do it properly.
Please,
right there.
Our number one fan, buy me a PlayStation. I'm just kidding.
Listen.
Don't do that.
If anybody out there has a PlayStation 5 for us, just drop your address in the comments.
DM us on Instagram.
DM us and
send DM us at Dangerously Diverse. We'll share it. We'll keep it in my house.
Yeah. We'll share it.
We'll share it. Because that's Karen. Anyway, on to the next trailer, which seems to be Uncharted Legacy of Dirty Thieves Collection.
Pause it so far. What's got you the most excited?
Right now?
Just do two.
Spider-Man, Wolverine.
Alright, same.
Because I don't think the Knights of the Old Republic is going to be exclusive to PlayStation 5. Alright. I don't think that's going to be the thing. So right now, the two games that I believe are going to be exclusively for PlayStation 5, Spider-Man being confirmed exclusive, and Wolverine, which
probably
I am theorizing is going to be exclusive. But yeah, those two games so far have me like really excited and make me want to go rob Target. But I won't, because that's wrong.
Definitely not going to pay $1,000 at Walmart for one.
Oh, God, no.
Pay that.
Walmart's on that resale train. All right, Uncharted.
The biggest pirate treasure of all time is within our grasp.
The low slacker side.
Now that's not an easy
fight. How many of the Uncharted have you played?
You are from white.
Have you played, like, all the Uncharted games? Mm-hmm. I mean, I've played them all, but...
Oh, PC?
Last I checked, we're all a bunch of thieves digging around where we shouldn't.
Hang on!
Oh, crap!
Everyone obsessed with this treasure. It's what they deserve.
I actually didn't watch it.
That looks good.
Are you ready to seek your fortune?
Even when he's, like, younger. Like, the one on the left, the one to the left of him looks more like Tom Holland. Like, an older version. Up there,
close
left.
Yeah, up here? Yeah, low key.
PlayStation. Okay, that doesn't
That actually didn't look bad, but...
Yeah, but...
And it's like, ah.
Bethesda's making an Indiana Jones game themselves, and that's probably going to be on Game Pass. I'm excited for that.
This is Gran Turismo.
Okay. I'm not a car guy, but car games.
I just play a lot of car games.
I like Forza.
Forza?
Forza looks amazing. But
Gran Turismo is exclusively PlayStation. Yeah, that was happening. I really forgot. I wasn't trying to know. But I just play that.
But except for Forza, it's kind of Xbox. It's
very
Xbox. They're basically the same.
Yeah, it's like more realistic. They go on actual tracks and such.
Now, with it looking so good, mind you, this is I'm watching this on the Xbox Series X, so the graphics are insane. The graphics are insane, dude. Because if it looks as good as it does here,
then it won't look as good as on my PS4.
It's a PS4. No, PS5. Next generation. So I'm saying the graphics are the same. Xbox Series X. Xbox PlayStation 5.
And they got a lot of movies.
And they got a whole photo of what I've heard.
Really follows this franchise is probably watching
this
the same shit as last year.
This definitely does seem like the Forza coming. I could really see it. So, I cannot wait for you. Not Forza Horizon. Forza is something funny. But I don't think we're going to be able to do it.
2022. I might check it out. I might play a demo.
Marshall. Oh, man. Yeah, Gran Turismo competing with GTA. Just like Street Outlaws. Hey, yo. Wait, Square Enix. Alright, let's talk about Gran Turismo real quick here, just for like 2 seconds.
Alright, so as that concludes Gran Turismo.
as compared to Forza, which is a game that I really like on the Xbox,
I don't see you're gonna have to
get it's really spike. It gets really addicting to Forza. Like, I like playing the games. Like, I wish I had more people to play with.
I've never played Forza.
So and you don't count. Saying I wish I had more people isn't an insult to you because you have a PlayStation, so we technically can't play Forza, so the difference. I wish I had more smart friends who had Xbox.
We could play
that was a little
we could play Rocket League.
We could. We play Fortnite, Warzone, Call of Duty. Play all tons of
honestly
things.
Don't know if we could play Rocket League. I can't do that out there because we're talking about cars.
Oh yeah. I suck at Rocket League too.
Oh, I'm nice.
I play with my one friend, he's really good.
Oh, see, I'm pretty solid. But
I'm ass at Rocket League, dude. I can't. I scored on ourselves before.
I mean, I've done that too, so it's all
good. I myself. Well, no, more times.
You ever play any kind of racing game with the actual steering wheel?
Early Xbox. First Xbox I did before.
No,
my dad
probably,
had one.
It's probably been like 10 years. That shit's kind of like weird. It kind of feels like when you're like
it's
at
nice.
Dave and Buster's and they got that little.
It's nice. Whatchamacallit. I'm pretty sure the ones now, like, I want, like, one of those really nice driving simulators.
Yeah.
Where it's, like...
You're actually in a gear and it's moving you and everything. You crash, it doesn't move.
Yeah.
And I would like to do that, too.
Yeah, I get full...
This is completely...
360.
This is completely random, but since we're talking about cars, I was talking to Justin about this. Did you see, I think it's a Tesla. They're supposed to be coming out with a car that, you drive with your mind or something like that. You control like something with your mind in
well,
the car.
Well, Tesla is also working on Neuralink. Oh, technically Elon Musk. He's working on Neuralink, which is like a thing for the brain, which most likely will be able to like connect and stuff with that.
Yeah, listen. Let me tell you something right now.
No, we don't want people doing that.
I was gonna say, bro. I don't know about you, but I told him the same thing. The thoughts I have when I drive. We don't need to
be
I don't
times,
need one of those.
How many times I like see myself going off of a bridge?
You don't know how many times I'm driving.
If
I'm just
I,
like,
if the car, if the computer hears that from my mind,
yeah,
it's not gonna know that it's just a daily thought of me going into work.
Yeah. Bro, listen, you know how many times I'm driving to work and I see an old lady, I'm just like, if I wanted to, I could smack her right now. I can't have that car. Or you're just driving, you're like, damn, I really don't want to stop at this red light. And your car's like, computing. And you just... Yeah, I can't have that car. That was random, but it's because we were talking about cars, so I just remembered. And I thought that was a crazy thing that they're trying to do that.
Yeah,
just because
like,
I know the thoughts I have when I'm driving.
There's been tons of times where I want to make a right on red, but someone's going that way.
Yeah, and they're coming this way, and you're just like, no.
And I'm
man.
Like, if only I just, you know, ran this family of five over.
Yo. Alright, but that's it for
anyway.
That's it for Grand
These are jokes, people. These are jokes. Anyway, for Spokane.
I'll let you in on a secret, but I'm a
pretty
big deal.
This is the game I was talking about. I can't remember the name of it. This looks good, bro.
Real big deal.
This is just
we are getting out of
this
city, Homer. I promise we'll go somewhere that loves cats.
POV version. Yeah, this looks good. I seen that chicken, I just remember.
No more fights. Clean air. Bright skies.
It seems like it's gonna have a solid
Moses Jones?
That was she said not Moses Jones. Moses Jones. That was Dr. Strange bringing him to.
Oh, no. She's an Uncharted now. Is it PlayStation? Oh, it's Shang-Chi in the Ten Rings. Gross.
Whoa, wait, stop!
Whoa.
So this is what Spokane looks like.
Where on earth is this?
Azuka.
Who's there?
And technically not Earth. Well, not what you would call Earth, anyway.
I swear to God, asshole, show yourself!
Show myself? I've shown.
Where are you?
right here at the end of your arm.
Okay, so let me get this straight. I'm somewhere that's not what I would call Earth.
But this was...
I'm seeing freaking dragons, and oh yeah, I'm talking to a cop. Did I just do that? I just moved it with my freaking life! Yeah, okay, that is something I do now. I do magic, kill jacked up beasts, I'll probably fly next.
Now you're just being ridiculous.
Oh, that's too far. Good to know there's a line.
Who's talking to? She's crazy.
Our land suffers. You are the only hope we have. Special.
You're the one that's planning on facing off with Syla. Tanta Syla is the strongest and most formidable of all the Tantas. You will be doing our land a great service by killing her.
Harder too.
No name for a demon.
You play zombies now?
I am the one you seek. The one and only Tanta.
Oh yeah, by the way, we can't really heal the TV. Everything's coming out in 2022. Can we just skip to next year?
I mean, we're right there around the corner.
Please think 3 months. Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I forget sometimes too. We're in September now.
And March isn't that far away.
4 months into the year.
Alright, what is this? Alright. So, Forspoken, I really don't care for.
I might look into it. I might dwell on that.
If you can get a PS5.
Yeah, I probably won't even have a PS5 by the time March 22. Yeah. Anytime, you know?
Yeah. Just tell everybody. Be like, listen, I don't care what Christmas it is, what birthday it is. The only thing I want from you is a PS5.
God. That's the truth, right, bro?
Friends and family, if you are
watching. If I don't have a PS5 by March of 2022,
it's over,
bro.
PC all the way.
Because that'll be what? October, November, December, January, February, March. 7 months from now? They should just be on the shelves at that point.
Yeah, I don't think.
I could just walk into the GameStop and be like, let me get a PS5. And they probably won't be.
I don't know how they're not already. Like, what's going on with the production of these consoles?
I think they will, because they have
Who's sleeping on the job here, ladies and gentlemen? Who's sleeping on the job?
I think they will by that time, because right now they got the resales going on. Like, I could buy a PS5 right now, like we said, from Walmart. It's just $1,000. Not doing that. Mm. You could get one at Target, I think, just like $700.
You know how you avoid, like, resellers and bots? By putting them in the fucking stores.
Right, I don't understand.
That's how you do it.
I didn't even know you can do that, bro. I'm going to be honest. How is Walmart reselling PlayStations for... Have they always done this?
Listen, they're selling Xboxes for $1,000, my guy.
Yeah, have they always done this kind of thing? I thought, like, once they go out of sale, you just got to wait for the restock.
I think it might be, like, reselling from somebody else.
But from Walmart? That's not... Like, if you go on Walmart.com, it says PlayStation 5, $1,000. Look it up, because I tried to get one like literally 2 weeks ago, and I was on StockX, and they were like $700, and I was like, do I really want to spend $700? We're looking up the price of a PlayStation 5. Yeah, I was not lying, bro.
It's not even the disc version, which is the better version.
Yeah, and it's still $1,000.
You can get one $1,000 from the QVC that has all this.
Comes with the Nathan Drake Uncharted bundle.
Nathan Drake Uncharted bundle. Accessories, a controller, a controller sleeve.
It's not worth $1,000. Yeah.
Controller dock.
Since we're on this topic, I'm gonna talk to GameStop and Walmart and Best Buy real quick. How the hell? Explain to me how a PS5 is now available in store, but you can get 6 PlayStation 5 controllers in store, but I went to every store for a PlayStation 4 controller and you were out of stock.
So I can buy now for $933.
Yeah, see, no, hell no. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, see, look at that, everybody.
$1,000.
Can I see it?
And that's still Walmart?
Yeah.
$1,000. I didn't know they can resell
anyway,
stuff.
Anyway, yeah. It's $933. Walmart selling it. Let's see some of these reviews here.
Gee.
Don't worry about the one stars. If you're leaving a review just on price, then hold on to your money and wait. Yes, it was more than MSRP, but supply is low and demand is high, so I understand. I was nervous after all the reviews from buying this item or from a third-party vendor, but literally nothing to worry about. They said it would arrive on the 18th, and I got it on the 13th. The box was in perfect condition. Everything came as advertised. Anyone that is worried, don't be. Just get it. If you are just complaining about the price, go on Facebook and complain. If anybody has questions, they can message me. Say less.
Say less.
Canceled. I saw this item for $4.29 and it was canceled the next day. Pretty sure it wasn't canceled because it was out of stock.
They were canceled because they wanted an extra $600.
All right, then. But there's people who buy it.
Oh, clearly.
There's people who buy it. But let's see Xbox Series X. Which one's more expensive?
I could probably drive to Target right now and get an Xbox Series X. Drive to GameStop. Yeah. How much is the base price of a Xbox Series X? Or is?
Well, this one was like $600. And I got this from Walmart, funny enough. I got it for base price.
Exactly. You could probably get it for base price at Walmart right now. But apparently you can't get a PlayStation 4. Unless you want to spend $1,000. But like the dude said, don't worry, you'll get it 4 days early. So don't complain about the price.
On Twitter.
He just called everybody broke, pretty much.
All right, think about it like this.
If you ain't got money, just say that, he said.
Think about it like this. All right. Anybody who wants a new console, go on Twitter. Don't stay for the chatting with people. Don't stay for any of that stuff. Just go look at your respective console updates as far as when shipments are available.
Yeah, there's a couple reasons.
Go to the website and just...
You gotta be on it.
Buy it. Because that's how I got my Series X. And you can too.
No, you can't. Sorry, no. You can get a Series X, yes.
Yes, you can. Or PS5. Or
probably
PS5. No, I know tons of people who have. I know tons of people who have. My one friend in California. My one friend in Long Island.
Oh, yeah. That's a different states.
It's online. It's the entire country.
I feel like...
It's stupid as hell. It's still early, man.
I was gonna try to make an excuse. I was like, it's over.
Alright, so let's. Project.
It kind of looks like Dev Space mixed with Final Fantasy mixed with. Mixed with Mirror's Edge.
Why is she kind of like that, though? Oh.
Damn. Oh, hold on. Bullshit. Oh, she's just floating in space.
She just... She's moving way too fast in space. How is she not frozen?
I would know. I've been there. Oh, shit. That's a star. Star realm, I mean.
Star.
하늘에 계신 어머니시여, 저희는 지구를 지키지 못했습니다. 적들을 물리치고 인류를 구원하려는 신성한 의무를 다하지 못하였습니다. 하지만 이제 저희가 다시 내려와 남은 목숨 끝까지 바쳐 싸울 것을 맹세하오니 부디 저희의 죄를 사하여 주시고 저희를 거두어 주시고 저희를 유혹에 빠지지 않게 하소서.
Like 여긴 지하철역이야. 사람들을 태우고 거미줄처럼 도시를 누비던 교통수단이지. 뭐, 다 지난 얘기지만 말이야.
I like how there's that little dialogue with
잠깐이 내 인티브가 시체에 기생하고 있다니.
매복이야!
그날 이후 지성의 도시들이 모두 예비처럼 폐허가 됐어. 잘라 신군들의 우주로 달아나고 나간 인물들은 이곳에 버려졌지.
She doesn't look that bad. It looks like it just
went south. 아직 기다리고 있는 거지.
이브 조심해. 전방에서 뭔가가 나온다. 문 무너지겠어.
Played it and then you got mad.
I played it a little bit. I played it before I sat outside on Black Friday.
저건 알파 내 팀이야.
Yesterday, and I was in the game chat.
The Dragon Lord has returned!
Fools! Your party of heroes can't stop me.
Who's ready for the roleplay? Spoiler? Is he ready?
Fools! Your party of heroes can't stop me.
Who's ready?
But if you look here, see? Bunkers and badasses. Yeah. So it is like a Dungeons and Dragons game.
Hey, Riggedy Roleplay! Spoiler? It's you, baby.
So Borderlands 2.
Tina, where are there guns in a fantasy world? And I am just so glad you asked because shut up, you're fantasy!
Yeah. I heard it for a second, I was like, alright, cool. But no. I don't know. I don't know. I think they have a game. That's how they do that. That's how, Hunter Arena, like, I forget what it's called, it was a game like, Hunter, I forget what it's called, like, Hunter Showdown, like, it's a summer. That's pretty much a battle of the
I'm in! You ready, newbie?
Time for character sheets, baby!
It's a real life battle.
It's fun, it's fun. Chivalry 2 is fun.
Alright, trailer over. No end credit scene here. This ain't no super.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they actually have three editions.
Oh,
it's the first time I've seen that.
You know we love talking about editions of games. You have the base version, which is $59.99. Then the next level edition, which is $79.99, and the
Chaotic Great edition,
which is a staggering
$110. None of these prices are confirmed. We're just, you know.
I mean, we're just taking our best guesses, and we're going to look on the Xbox store.
I mean,
and
it's from 2K. And if they follow in the same path as the other 2K stuff, we're probably right.
I remember, like, because I was listening to the episode, like, when I was editing it.
Yeah.
And I remembered, I heard that we were talking about the basketball game. Like, a really insane price.
Yeah, fuck that game. You're on
movie. Oh, that's right, you got the new...
Yeah, I did get it.
Broke that headset.
I broke a headset already. Game's been out for 48 hours.
What's this? Epic Games Publishing. Alan Wake remake.
It's coming for me.
A lot of people are
Whatever
you
do,
you're getting lazy,
don't
I would say.
Go out in the dark.
It's going to be a lot of remakes.
Stay in the light.
Well, but I'm not playing
the remakes. The dear best guest already started to arrive.
Well, I think this one...
Just ran into one on the ferry. A famous artist, no less...
Alice?
My wife Alice, she's missing.
Calm down.
Last night I woke up to a nightmare. I was missing a week. What had happened to me? I squeezed the flashlight like my life depended on it. With it, I could save myself. I could save Alice. Carl Stuckey, thank you. My name is Alan Wake.
Or is it remaster? It's remaster.
Oh, never mind.
Remaster.
I thought it was remake.
But yeah, Alan Wake is a game October 5th. Nothing comes out of my fucking.
PlayStation.
Bang, bang, bang. Hey, Sony, you want to sponsor us? Send us some PS5s? Please?
Send me anything.
Oh, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy.
I feel like we were going to do this in the last one. I don't remember.
No.
I think we talked about it for like 10 seconds.
Guardians of the Galaxy. You came here seeking truth. Choice. The matriarch wishes to share it with you. United in the light of belief, all suffering, all grief will end.
Oh, freak! On the what's it called? On the switch.
What's
Tamagotchis?
That
was different.
I can't remember anything. What? I think I did see this. This is kind of like, it kind of looks like Back to Blood.
It looks like
still Spider-Man and Wolverine. That's
Spider-Man, Wolverine, and God of War.
Only reason God of War didn't really throw me off my feet is because, like I said, I played it. But I'll definitely, instead of God of War, because I have that
Danny
too.
Danny Trejo's in Far Cry 6?
Hey.
Oh, shit. You gotta get that game.
Instead of
Sonic Colors Ultimate Launch Trailer.
Play it. Because we talked about it.
Oh,
I I'm definitely gonna download it. If I got the space there, I'll download Spider-Man.
I'll harness their power, and then nothing will stop me.
Who you calling nothing?
Sonic!
Coming through!
I don't know if it's like a Sonic. I'm talking about Sonic Battle.
Let's do it!
Okay, so we're doing it.
So there's a bunch of different have you seen this? I know Justin told me that you were playing Siege.
Yeah, I've seen it.
You seen the Extraction trailer?
Yeah.
Let's go over the Extraction trailer. Cause I just want to see this real quick because it looks like Extinction.
For decades, Team Rainbow has been the shield
against
the worst global threats imaginable.
Whenever it came out,
I wouldn't
remember. I didn't like those.
Biological weapons.
I probably wouldn't, because I didn't even like those.
It was like there's zombies.
The zombie was aliens. Yeah, aliens. Okay, I
think
I do remember.
The greatest terror.
I'm mad.
Our world has ever known.
That's the exact sound they make in Call of Duty.
If we want a shot at tomorrow, we will move as one. We will think as one. We will do whatever it takes. As one.
Just my place of siege a lot.
Together, we enter the unknown. Together, we fight for our future. And no one will be left behind.
It is a free to play weekend as well, but.
Does feature cross playing cross progress, but only for consoles.
PlayStation
family between PC and Stadia. Siege is a next gen upgrade for those who have upgraded to the next generation consoles.
At the dark end,
let's see if I stop some. We're an hour, okay.
Plus it's 10:59. Yeah. Alright, so Rainbow Six Siege currently supports crossplay.
I don't remember playing with anybody from Xbox though.
The long-awaited cross-play and cross-progression features are currently implemented in select galaxies. This means you can move your progress between these things here. In early 2022, cross-play will be available between Xbox and PlayStation consoles.
Early 2022, it said?
Yeah.
Ah, so it's over.
it's just beginning. It's
right around the corner, actually.
We're just beginning.
Fasten your seatbelts.
Kid A.
Amnesia? Why did they kid amnesia? Kid amnesia.
Let's see. It's
I'm sad. I'm just gonna watch this one.
It's
a.
Spooky.
I always won't scare you. I will never.
Look at it,
man. I got Outlast 2.
What the video game?
Art show, son of a. Alright, I'm done after that, man. I'm done after that. I gotta show these people my review of Lawnmowing Simulator.
I'm gonna stay here for that.
Lawnmowing Simulator. Midge came in. Showed Microsoft Store. Anyway, so for those of you who are still with us, let's go and read my review from June 15th, 2021. Okay, first off.
This is what did you give him the whole rundown of the game?
Oh, okay. So, Lawn Mowing Simulator is the most anticipated game of the year. It is not currently available. However, you can experience the beauty and detail of mowing the great British countryside in Lawn Mowing Simulator, the only simulator that allows you to ride an authentic and expensive roster of real world-licensed lawnmowers from prestigious manufacturers Toro, Skag, and Stiga, as you manage your own mowing business. So, it's physically authentic lawn mowing experience.
I know my father's out there. He loves
beautiful, rural British countryside. Real world licensed mower manufacturers. That's the most important key. They have the licensing. Like, EA has a licensing for Madden, for the NFL teams. They have the licensing for lawnmower manufacturers. Accurate and attentive business management. So, not only are you gaining tactile skills from mowing a lawn, right, you're getting skills from mowing the lawn, you're getting a nice workout in. You're also learning business management skills so that you can take your skills outside of the game to real life.
I like that.
You just gotta put it on a resume.
Oh, yeah, I have a. You have any experience here, sir? Yeah, I played a Lawnmowing Simulator back in 2021.
Listen, I ran the most successful
lawn mowing
company on Lawnmowing Simulator. In the history of companies.
I wonder if these kind of games actually get people jobs. Like surgeons. Not surgeon, obviously.
God, no.
And not surgeon, but like things like that.
Well, I wonder
like
if...
Like teacher simulator.
Like training sort of thing.
Yeah, like...
Cooking
like,
simulator. Nah, probably not.
Probably not,
but
yeah.
This definitely, like... I thought you were going to say, like, actually get people excited.
Oh.
I'm like, probably. There's some people out there going, oh my god, lawn mowing simulator.
They're like, oh!
Xbox...
Ooh, my grass needs to be cut.
Dads all around the world are rising up. Now, okay.
This is his review of it. He made an actual review.
He has no likes so far, so if you are on the Xbox store, go ahead and like it. Okay, first off, controls. Crisp. Gameplay. Sensational.
Sensational.
Mechanics. Phenomenal. Why this didn't have its own E3 panel, its own panel at E3 this past weekend, is a crime against humanity. Yeah, sure, the game is only available for the Series X, and sure, you have AAA games like Battlefield 2042 and Far Cry 6 that are available on next and last gen consoles. However, what do you want from a game that demands the power that can only come from the next generation consoles? This game pushes the boundaries and expectations of what the next gen is capable of. Not only will you experience all the super realistic sensations of cutting the grass, such as smelling the fresh cut grass, feeling the fresh dew of the crisp morning air.
That dew do hit different.
Hearing your parents having a proper domestic dispute that causes the Johnsons to call the cops the third time this week. That's right. Just like the belt used for the impending beating you receive after it.
Felt that.
You won't be able to put the game down. Can't wait for the game, for the full game to release, and for the bruises to heal.
They never heal.
Now, I butchered my own review somehow. But if you go on and read it, don't worry, you won't be disappointed. There's some other ones here. Surprising. This was actually a lot of fun, and a nice slow-paced game. Interested to see in depth management of Mowing Company.
I feel like that's actually
a great game.
I feel like that one they really were.
For the right price.
I feel like they were actually being real.
It's a game demo for... It's a game demo, you idiots. This means it's not fully released yet. Testing was only, what, from June 16th to the 21st of 2021. Add to Xbox One now. So this man really wants it there. What? I got a Series S, and I want... And when I go in the game, it says thanks for playing. Add to Xbox One. Surprisingly fun. Did my review on YouTube.
Add to Xbox One again.
I'm cutting that. I wish I could play it on the Xbox One, please. Put it on the Xbox One.
What's good with all this Xbox One stuff?
Potential, because it's not on the Xbox One. It's just Series X.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, optimized for Xbox Series X.
PlayStation has it.
You sure?
No.
That's what I was going to say.
I could check.
They don't have
it. I know we got some kind of simulator on.
If they have... It's out.
It's out. Ah, that's what I...
Okay, here. Slow mower. This game looks great, but I cannot seem to get my mower to go above 0.9 miles per hour. I am not sure if this is a bug or not, but I have tried every button on my controller and nothing seems to work. If anyone knows the fix, please let me know. It makes the game really boring, going so slow all the time. Well, Tactical Gopher, I'm here to tell you that the answer to your problem is to simply throw your controller against the wall, and when you pick it up, it'll definitely work.
That's usually the solution for me.
Relaxing, fun, relaxing. Don't listen to complaints. This game is fun and relaxing.
I'm gonna be honest. I can see this game being relaxing. Like I just don't.
Fun,
know, just
good game.
Models.
It could be better if they put more tools to use or make it more of a landscaping game because it does get boring just mowing lawn after lawn. How about a weed whacker to trim the tall weeds?
Need to trim the hedges.
Plus, it's just crashed and took me to the Xbox menu, so a patch for that would be great. A very fun, relaxing sim if they just fix. Great game. The best. Can't mow. What? It worked for a while, and now can't cut grass and everything. Optimized? It is a very relaxing game, like volume relaxing. Lots of popping textures. Draw distance is not good. Looks okay on Xbox Series X. Calling it optimized is a stretch. Did I mention that it was relaxing? Good enough until FS22 arrives. Farming Simulator 22. Well, if this man knows what volume relaxing means, then he most likely... His eyes are too heavy to actually appreciate the beauty that is this game. So.
He's a certified lawnmower boy. Look up Bee Simulator, bro. For a lead.
Yeah. Do you have any closing remarks? We kind of went off. You know what I mean?
Did what we always do here.
Yeah, we kind of ended up straying away from the actual task at hand.
When are we going to do actual... It's on here too? Yeah, Bee Simulator.
I wonder if they got crossplay. Let me go down here real quick.
It worked because I didn't have a description on mine when I was looking at it.
The description up here is a little different.
I have a
friend that has played this game. I don't know who it is. I'm not going to check because I don't want to out him as a fucking moron. Live the life of a bee. Explore the world brimming with life in which you collect pollen, defy dangerous wasps, and save your hive. Play with others in 3 game modes, including co-op and PvP on split screen.
Oh, we about to get a bee simulator.
See the world through the eyes of a bee. Explore a world inspired by Central Park, where Barry B. Benson steals a girl from a man, a human man. Xbox
it's
One.
Co-op.
The hive awakens as the sun's first rays warm the horizon. In time to test your wings, receive orders from the queen, and begin your first mission. And that's just the start of your adventures. Humans want to cut down the tree that holds your hive, so your fate and that of the whole swarm rests on your tiny shoulders. This is just B-movie the game.
Fire.
This is just B-movie the game.
Bro, I'm about to go halves.
Let's, all right, let's look at this real quick.
Look at that fat beam.
Ooh, those graphics, dude. That's optimized. Series X right there. Butterfly.
Ooh.
Zebras in a zoo.
I'm stinging the shit out of this.
Can I sting some kids in the zoo?
Damn.
Far from
damn.
A simulator.
I've seen a whole bunch of one stars. You went there.
No. Far from a simulator. Gathering pollen is simply... Gathering pollen is simply fly through the circle on the flowers. No movement animation. No flower name. Is it Bee Simulator or just Sonic Simulator? Fly races hard. Playing is boring. POS game. With terrible controls, terrible graphics, this game could steal $40 from you today. This is not even worth $15. Do not buy.
Damn.
Difficult race.
Shit.
Early in the game, you have to race a bee in order to progress. This ruined the game due to how difficult it is and the fact that you don't get any help at all. I have been trying to beat it for more than an hour.
I'm going to play it for an hour. One race.
You race against is always faster no matter what you do. This is just as bad as overall. It's just a bad game overall. I would rather play Fallout 76. Well, listen, Golem. You're probably just shit at the game, so...
I don't know, it's looking like everybody's saying the same thing.
Bad controls, game races are intense and insane difficult. Not kid-friendly. Lame, buy Goat Simulator instead. Where's PvP? This game sucks. Highly overrated, garbage game. Not to mention the graphics look like the game was made in 2005. Wait until it's on sale or go or on gold to buy. Either that or just don't bother buying. Definitely not worth $40. Don't waste your money. Not really a simulator. It's not really a simulator, but more of an adventure. Journey. The controls are far from sim like, but it was alright. Fun. Waste your time of game. Listen, Game of Horn, you
got my vote.
You got to do some work on your spelling. Bees, beads, beads. God's not on board.
What does that even mean?
The Four Horsemen achievements are bugged. Played this game on PS4 shortly after release date because it was $20. And found out it was bugged after the 1.02 patch. Fun game and not that difficult. And graphics are decent enough, but who cares about graphics? It's the gameplay that you're willing to stick around or not. Definitely get the physical copy if you want 1,000 gamer score or wait for the sale because this is a 5 to 10 out of game. Good, dumb, fun, and you might learn something. Unplayable. Don't waste your money.
Can't get a refund.
This game is a scam! Alright, so, that is it for today, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice short, sweet one.
Nice little short one, yeah. Easy for me to edit and everything.
My my closing remarks are going to be, do you have any updates for them on when we're going to be doing normal videos and when their podcast
yes.
is coming out?
Yes, okay. So, podcast is still going to... We're going to try really hard to do Sunday and Wednesday. The one chip challenge that we did. We did it. It was fun. That will be actually like up here probably somewhere.
I said link. That'll be a little click here to watch the video.
Well, actually, no. That's a subscribe that you're looking at. I'm looking over here.
Over there, but to click this video to go to the one chip challenge.
Yeah, this all right. Over here. One chip challenge video right over there.
Click that. Go somewhere. Watch us. Do the one chip challenge and
it's fun. Listen,
we were invincible, right?
We were invincible. We went an hour. We went an hour without eating or drinking anything.
Ever since the chip took over, it's just my life's been downhill. It's been going on the same continuous dark path. I'm gonna see the therapist soon. Hopefully, I can get back to
even games such as Lawn Mowing Simulator, Bee Simulator, Bus Simulator, Driving Simulator, Mechanic Simulator, Teacher Simulator, Bully Simulator, and most important of all, Bus Simulator, and Farming Simulator, actually, too. They haven't just given me the same joy since then.
It just doesn't do it anymore.
I've been living on the edge more, you know?
I feel you, man. I feel
running red lights.
I've been...
running over squirrels.
I haven't been sleeping the same. You know, I usually sleep on my side. With my arm under my pillow. I've been sleeping with my head on the bed and my feet on the wall now. It's the only thing that keeps me comfortable at night now.
I've been leaving the toilet seat down. I haven't been wiping the sink off.
I've
after
been
washing
too.
My hands.
I don't
replace the toilet paper now after I use the bathroom.
No, but ever since the chip, bro, I was going to say, I actually lied. I don't do the same thing in the bathroom. I leave the toilet seat up, and I shit with the toilet seat up now. I couldn't keep that one.
How is that one the one that gets us?
I was going good.
With that toilet seat up now, actually.
I shit with the toilet seat up. It's just, all right, back in character. Let's go.
I shit with it down.
Damn.
I shit in the tank.
Oh, my gosh. It's over. I don't think I'm going to get back now. I'm not a professional yet.
Okay, alright, let's get you out of here.
Yeah, I have to go get fresh and done.
Alright, so that was a pretty much a quick one. Thank you all for joining us. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Send us a PS5.
Yeah.
Damn it!
Or I'll take one. You're either gonna do this the easy way or the hard way. You're gonna give us a PS5.
Alright, enough threatening the viewers. Empty threats, by the way. Empty threats.
Yeah.
Alright.
Stay tuned, come back.
Stay.
We are Dangerous Diverse. I'm Vaughn.
I'm John.
And we're out of here.
I'm fucking tired, actually.